Everybody, draw your cards and see if you got any reds.
I see red. I see red. I see red.
I thought you were going to go into that whole old song from the 80s.
What? I see red.
99 loof balloons.
No, I see red.
Oh.
It was
What?
the it
I
was
see
the
red. I see red.
It was the guys who were always singing about nuclear desolation and shit. Can't remember. Reach the Beach was when they were one of their songs. Saved by Zero wasn't there one of their songs. The Fix. I thought it was the old Fix song you were quoting.
No, I was a split end song, which a band you may not be familiar with.
Correct.
New Zealand slash Australian band.
Yes, because they can't be from New Zealand because there's nothing there but hobbits. You hear me, Jameis? Nothing but hobbits. Anyway, so moving on.
Have a reply if you want to use it right away or not.
So,
Up to
does anybody have any reds?
you.
Okay, we start the camera on Alex because I'm a cool dick. Alex, you're beginning to slowly come to your senses, and the first thing that you notice is that there's a steady drumming. It sounds like water on kind of thick metal, not like thin metal, like but thick metal. Second thing you start to notice is you seem to be upside down but held in with straps. Your arms are kind of up here. Your legs are wanting to go up, but they're kind of a little bit caught in something. It's very uncomfortable position. Next thing you notice is a cloying, heavy smell of nature, and
I hate this already.
and you can hear like a buzzing drone of insects and stuff like that. And as you begin to become more conscious, it sounds like rain is just beating down. And what are you're just kind of sitting there like this with your eyes closed. What are you going to do?
So I can't be my arms, can't be my legs.
Oh yeah, your arms and legs are mobile and stuff. It's just, you're fighting gravity now. It's not a strong gravity. It's not like you're in some sort of gravity well getting pulled apart or something.
So let me get this straight. I'm hanging upside down,
You think
and
so,
then
but your eyes are closed, so you're not sure where you're at.
do I want to open my eyes?
That is a fair question.
I'll open one eye and have a look around.
You seem to be in a vehicle that's upside down. You are in the back seat with your eye, one eye open. You see these two in the front seat. Doc is at the driver's thing. McKay is in the passenger seat, and they're both looking back at you, grinning like fucking maniacs.
I got back to sleep.
He opened one eye and then closed it.
So I'm thinking, Doc, that what we need to do is get Freddie to one of that medical facility you're working, because the best way we're going to find out where the smiling man is accessing his memories. And since he can't seem to remember it, we're going to have to extract it the hard way. Gotta get to that facility so we can tap right into his memories.
I like
Unfortunately,
it.
yeah, we're gonna
I'm
have to do
sorry,
it pretty
what? Wait,
quickly
wait,
as
wait, wait,
well.
wait, wait, wait. Memories, me, and what? Hold on. Why am I upside down in a car?
It also
I don't
seems
know.
to be
Why
a
are you?
seems to be a
Yeah.
5-point harness, by the way, and some sort of
I reach
weird
back and hit
car.
the button.
You go and go onto the what gear did you have on you last there, Freddie?
My alien armor, my
He's dressed in
weapons.
bright yellow armor. He looks like a tool. It's hilarious to you guys. Cool. Your armor is gone. The weapons are all there, but you're dressed in somebody else's clothes. Just imagine Morpheus from The Matrix, but they're a little bit wrong size for you. They're still functional, but a little bit wrong size.
I'm digging it. I'm digging it.
Okay, cool.
Wait, do I have the cool round spectacles as well?
They're probably in your pocket or on the ceiling with you.
I need to round for them.
You two guys got to see him Doctor Who, if you know what I mean. Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, he finds his spectacles and clips them on. I think both of you guys are also dressed as Morpheus. Nobody bothered to change clothes before the big.
I was thing. Naked.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're dressed in a sturdy adventure, or no? You're dressed in sturdy adventure clothes.
I'm changed into my adventure sturdy adventure clothes. Yeah. Yes, but we'd also been to several places since then.
Yeah, but nobody bothers to change clothes because you're not actually having to wear them. So
no, that's right.
I mean, if we were sticking Pete in sturdy adventurer clothes that were a little bit itchy, he would probably just change naturally from time to time. He'd be like, excuse me, and wander off, come back. But, you know, since you don't have to go through any of that. But yes, these are good clothes for where you're at.
Yes.
Looking around, Freddie, you seem to be deep in some sort of jungle. You can barely hear these other guys because there's a roaring. In addition to the rain, there's a roaring like some sort of waterfall close by.
What kind of car is this?
You're not really sure from the back seat, but it has like a yoke, like what planes use instead of a steering wheel. And it has acres of different fucking weird buttons and shit like that. It looks complicated as fuck.
Please don't tell me we're in Dino Land, aren't we?
It also seems to be super fucking bashed up. Like this car is toast, and you can smell strange acidic chemicals that are leaking from it. The docks torch.
We were in Dino Land. We were in Land of Lost, we escaped.
Escape.
Can we please?
And unfortunately, the 3-point landing was not quite successful.
Wait. Okay, before I lose my mind with all the bugs and the water and the trees and just generally everything, what the hell just happened? What did you do?
It's super uncomfortable, crumpled up on the roof of the back seat of the car.
The four-armed general and watched hundreds of agents battle it out with the general's minions. And decided that after we exploded the giant gate and caused a chain reaction, it would be best for us to leave that zone because we're not sure what the catastrophic occurrence was.
So is the general dead or you don't know?
Yes, he's dead. We used up most of the grenades, but he's dead.
Okay.
If he ain't dead, he ain't happy.
Yeah. Is that acceptable, sir?
I'm just asking, after our adventure, you know, I'm just making sure that, you know, everything's okay. Anyway, why is the car upside down?
Because we went through a cave and some waterfalls, and when we got to this part, the engines died, and we plummeted as opposed to flying.
Okay.
We're in a zone, we suspect. We're in MMO land. We may not be. We could be somewhere else, but we're in a zone where technology doesn't tend to work.
Which spell are you trying to cast, Chris?
Phase.
No willpower needed. Go straight to spell.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Did you say technology doesn't work?
Oh, technology is extremely difficult to work here. Our suspicion is MMO land. We don't know yet, though.
I can never cast spells again.
Excellent. let me draw your fumble card for you there, Stud Muffin. D4 magic point loss, D4 hit point loss, and you lost half of the magic points from trying to cast the spell, and you're done with that spell for the day. Because, I don't know, your head tries to explode.
No, there's
I know exactly why my head's trying to explode.
Because you're upside down, or because
down in the harness, and the blood's running to our head. Okay, looking out the
window, my nemesis is back.
Looking out the window, about how high up do we appear to be, or are we actually on the ground, just on the roof?
You're on the ground on the roof, in some thick mud, because life is hard.
All right, so I will brace myself and release my harness.
No problem. Give me an acrobatics roll to make this look good as opposed to what they did to poor Freddy.
I'm gonna try and get out as well.
I was actually having a hand, so I could just roll without actually landing.
Oh yeah, no, this the acrobatics rolls to make it look slick.
Oh yeah.
If you fumble, you'll basically go, hip, that was heavier than I thought.
Yes, as you said, I fumble.
Right. He looks just like Freddy did when he got... Apparently, McKay managed to take himself by surprise. Thanks, Fulton, looking over at him.
So, do I get a fumble card because of fumbling a skill?
Sure, I'll give you one if you'd like. No problem.
I don't want one. I'm just trying to get an understanding of the extent of it.
Sometimes Logan gives a, if it matters, Logan gives a fumble card. If mm-hmm. Logan thinks that there's a serious capacity to hurt yourself, Logan will give him a fumble card. Mm-hmm. Freddy's managing to worm his way out through a window, and he's out without even having to open the door because all the windows were down. For
I'm going to help Joshua out for
no problem. You drag him out and stuff. He's muddy and whatnot. You've got very little mud on you with your acrobatics by half.
I'm going to pat him down. Take my time, make sure he's okay.
So, I thought you were trying to fucking loot him. Okay. Hey there. Ooh, that's nice. Hey there. Shows him going up and down each leg. I'll keep this.
Oh, shit. I almost forgot. I melodramatically walk over. Go help Doc out as well.
The mud itself that you're wandering around in seems to be about this deep.
It's not that deep.
Well, yeah, not horrible. You're near a river.
I'm annoying. Gonna hurry up and get him out of the car.
No problem. You, Doc, as you're sitting there strapped in your 5-point harness, somebody begins tugging on one arm.
Oh no, I failed my acrobatics.
Ah, okay, no problem. He dramatically rescues you and then pats you down, looking for wounds or loot.
All right, so I'll grab my bag, make sure nothing's fallen out of it.
You spend a while getting all your shit back in because nobody was really expecting to be upside down today.
No. And Doc, you might want to make sure you've got that remaining grenade because I think you had the last one from memory. I had no idea where it was, if it was sitting on your lap or where it was before things went.
I checked my pockets for the grenade. Mm-hmm. Or check the car.
You find it in the car eventually. There it is. Now I can destroy this car at last. You put Freddy back in the car. Wait here.
Anyway. I have my stuff as well.
So we have 6 grenades left back at the embassy.
Okay. And I'm going to cry quietly as I look at my destroyed laptop.
No problem. Fortunately, nobody can see tears. In rain.
Time to die.
It can't rain every day.
All right. So we're in a jungle, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, a mighty jungle.
Does the lion sleep tonight?
You sure hope so. Otherwise, it'll come out and try to kill you.
Mm. Speaking of which, is it daytime, nighttime?
It's kind of a getting close to twilighty darkness. It's a little hard to tell the exact time with it raining, but there's enough light. Does anybody have jungle survival?
Yes.
Oh my God. You may save the party again. Give me a jungle survival. As in
we all have it.
Oh. Everybody can have jungle survival.
I actually think I've succeeded at it.
Does that help?
Arctic survival. I don't think that's really going to help us in this situation.
If only there was an iceberg around, then you would know what to do.
Okay, hold on. Let me just
According to Arctic survival, you should put Doc Fulton onto an ice floe and cut it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, shit, yeah. Freddy's like, oh, I know what to do. And so it's time to go get into shelter and make camp and stuff like that because the amount of daylight that you've got left and the fact that it's raining hard, rain slows everything down. And you probably don't want to stay in
the rain. So the noise wasn't the waterfall that we were hearing. It's actually pissing down on us.
It's pissing down on you, and there's a waterfall close by because...
Yeah,
it's not good. So Freddy takes you guys into a jungle and he begins to make like some sort of with big leaves and stuff, some sort of shelter.
No. I delegate that job to the two of them.
They laugh at you. Would you like shelter to not die tonight? The important thing in the jungle, you remember reading somewhere, is not to be on the ground. Oh, for God's sakes, don't be on the ground. Super important.
I
don't do well in jungle.
What fuels the flying cars from Night City?
I don't know if you know. Yeah,
Doc, do you know? Have you ever had to fill one up?
No. Fuel X.
All right. I'm just wondering.
To be determined by the GM.
It was more so whether or not we had to worry about the car suddenly bursting into flames, or if we could actually sleep on top on the underside of the car.
It might be a really bad idea to be around the car, Doc is thinking. Give me a chemistry roll, Doc.
Chemistry. I'm good at that.
You're the only one who might know anything about this because you have a lot of experience with flying cars.
Chemistry.
You're a doctor. But I mean,
can I use mechanical repair?
No, it's chemistry because there's stuff in it. Ah. He goes, there's bad chemicals in car. Run now. Flee from car.
Okay. Anyway, so.
Did you want to, actually, before we flee too far, do you want to pop the boot and see if there's like a first aid kit or anything? You know, rogue players, that sort of crap?
Right. You find some weird shit in there. It's a roadside assistance kit. It does have a small first aid kit in it, but it also has like flares and scissors and spare. It's got like a spare tire. A little triangle, and it's all built into a spare tire container. It's not a real tire because everybody wants to see a spare tire in their boot, apparently.
So are we gonna die if we don't get some kind of shelter?
Freddy seems to think so. He knows what to do, and he keeps trying to tell you guys what to do, and you laugh at him, which is as it should be.
All right, let's build a shelter in, Freddy.
Wow.
I didn't even declare what I was going to do, so it doesn't matter.
Cool.
Yes, that was impressive. I distracted whatever myself. It was
Yay!
Nice. Does anybody have, like, an axe or a knife? Oh, wait, you got a lightsaber. I know that, but that's
not gonna
work. Anything else?
Yeah.
I have a couple.
Anything bigger for cutting the scalpel? It's hard to really saw through bamboo with a scalpel.
I tend to carry this blade.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Pete's become the main fucking dude because he has the second best blade for in the jungle. It's a good, but it's actually no, it's among the
why don't we
five.
Just go
it,
to...
it is one of the thing it is one of the reasons it is actually one of the uses they use it for.
Why don't we just go to the halfway in?
And then come back here.
Well, we can get supplies if we need any. Sleep there for a little bit. Unless you want to sleep in a cave. It's up to you.
Just need to find somewhere to draw it.
Do you have a toga with you? I have mine.
No, you need to draw it on a surface.
Yeah, I mean, do you have the toga that we need?
Do you need a toga, or do you just need something that looks like a robe?
No, I do not have a toga with me. I don't have the clothing with me. Because expecting to need them.
So, can we get away with just wearing robes if we go to the halfway end?
It is possible due to where we enter and the goodwill we have built up, especially I've built up from the amount of alcohol I've given him, that he may have some togas he could loan us.
I mean, I have access to robes.
Yes, you do. Well, actually, you've got access to all sorts of stuff.
Give them a card. That's just fucked up.
I'm not saying we have to go there, but...
Yeah, that's the question. Are you going to try to find something to draw? And actually, there's rocks near the waterfall. It is raining, though, and you don't know what that'll do.
There's the hood of a car. There's the trunk of a car.
Yeah, we just draw a half. We draw it inside the car, just a half one, and we crawl through.
Yeah.
If it works.
If it works, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's you've never drawn anything other than a full door before, but I mean, there are, it is possible to go over to like the rocks of the waterfall or try to draw a small door in the car or upside down car.
Yeah,
with your kukri, yeah, we could go ahead and make a wonderful shelter. We could live here forever. I hate it. Hate it so much. Be sure to.
Yeah, I mean, it is quite possible that just over, depending on which swamp we're in, just over there is the goblins or the lizard men.
The car begins to leak some sort of pink gas.
Ah, that's not the.
You know, I'm glad I didn't do what I initially thought about doing when I hopped out of the car, which was pull out my pipe and light it.
Are you guys wanting to hang out and snort some of this pink gas?
No, I'm
just moving away from the car.
Wow.
If,
wow.
Wow, you're doing really well tonight, Doc.
Yep.
No problem. Here's your new fumble card. He's like, haha, I've got this. And let's see, how many magic points is the spell normally there, Chris?
Four.
This one's going to be
four. Let's see, I want luck rolls from McKay and Freddie. Chris, roll a d4.
Can I?
Thanks.
If this is what I think it is, wait, not that one. I can't do that.
I fail.
Excellent. Take 3 points of real damage because Chris goes on you and you're like, hey.
What was that about?
I'm feeling ornery right now.
Freddie just looks over. Everything's going my way in the jungle.
I hate this place.
His hair is getting more and more wet and shit because Morpheus doesn't wear a hat.
I'm going to go find a place to at least temporarily camp out.
There's a beautiful place, but you need some sort of blade. Anytime you're doing survival, the minimum requirement is a good, sturdy knife, preferably a bigger one.
Can I just use my lightsaber?
You pull up lightsaber.
I get away from the car.
Oh, wait, it doesn't work.
He goes, and then he puts it back. He's like, ah!
All right, so what do you want me to chop down?
At point, at stuff.
No problem. After a while of you standing and pointing and also tying together vines and ferns and big leaves and McKay chopping away like a fucking fiend. McKay, give me an endurance roll real quick. Get checking that endurance. You know you want to check an endurance.
Yeah, bye, Nick Fitty.
He is a fucking machine. You guys now have it's up off of the jungle floor. It's kind of like it's a normal size pallet type thing that the three of you are going to squish together on. That way you can sleep and be off the jungle floor, which is crucial because the amount of shit that crawls around in the jungle is amazing. Getting a fire started would be very hard here.
Well, we've got a flare from the roadside assistance kit, so we could break
that. Much easier with the flare, actually. There's like three flares in there five flares in there. That way you can, and the flares, you're not sure how to use them if your car is hovering. You just kind of drop them and hope that they don't hit people. I don't know.
I'm assuming it's if the car decides to have an emergency landing on top of the roof of a building or something, or you.
That's probably more logical than what I was thinking of. I was just imagining a guy going, oh, my invisible tire must have blown out and getting out of the car, plummeting to his death with his roadside flare.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Wandering over, popping the boot, pulling out the flare, pulling out the emergency sign, realizing, oh, hang on a minute, I'm standing on air. I've got nowhere to put it.
Exactly. It's a Wile E. Coyote death.
Yeah, holding up the sign saying, oh, no, or something. Yes.
Right. With Markov, one of your five flares, you managed to get a fire going even, which in this wet jungle. So pretty much, aside from food, you guys are doing good. There are some edible bugs and stuff that you're looking at that half know about, but I'm thinking that you're not quite that hungry yet.
I'm right.
Okay. So that ends your, you guys now have, it's a covered bed, essentially, that's about probably a meter off the ground. You're hoping the bugs aren't motivated enough to crawl up the supports. I mean, a hammock would be better, but you know, this will do for one night. It's going to be really hard to sleep, obviously, you know, sandwiched in with three people, one of which is fighting to death. What?
Are we taking watches?
I don't know. Are you other two just getting in, going to sleep, or?
It's tempting as it is to cast a couple of big spells, so I just fall unconscious for 8 hours.
There you go. That way you would get a full night's sleep. No doubt.
Yes.
I mean,
and I am wounded both from the car crash and Doc.
You could probably use the sleep, and I think Doc may be wounded too. I'm not sure. Yeah, they're both wounded, so I don't know if I'd suggest watches because I'm kind of seeing where this may go. You're not even wounded.
No, but we're in the jungle, and I don't want Freddy to have to deal with some creature in the middle of the night with two unconscious people.
He's got a lightsaber.
I can outrun these two. With me, but... If I just move away, the monster will have those two, and I can keep going, and I live.
So, who's taking first watch?
I'll take the first one.
Excellent. Freddy.
Hold on. I'm going to cast more spells because I like to fucking
he's
blow gonna myself run. Up.
I was going to cast once the sun set, I was going to cast a spell as well.
I was going to say, go ahead and cast your spells now because by the time you get the shelter done, it's getting dark.
Oh. I can... let me check.
That actually worked. So I phased other Freddy.
Oh, I see.
Hang on a sec. I just thought of something that will be quite amusing if it works.
It just shows like a jungle with big nuclear mushroom clouds spreading over.
By the way, while we're making the shelter, do I notice any tracks besides
in the super wet jungle? If there are tracks, then they've long been washed away. You can give me a tracking at half because you're under some trees that have big leaves and stuff. Maybe there'll be something left.
I don't quite.
You reassure yourself that there's absolutely nothing to be worried about. It just shows Freddy carefully scuffing out some track. There we go. Better. Now it's a clean jungle. You like cleaner better.
I'll clean it up even more. There.
If I cast a spell that reduces me to zero magic points, does the spell go off?
No, but you do fall unconscious.
Yeah,
and you might get a check.
No. It was more if the spell actually succeeded, I'd just pass out. Then I would go for it. But
yeah, generally, if a caster goes unconscious, sometimes the spells just fizzle. Sometimes they don't.
Right. I'm just one magic point off being able to cast. Well, strictly speaking, I could still cast it and laugh as I disappear, but I won't do that. Because I've actually got, if this is MMO land, I have a bind point here. And I know both teleport and group teleport.
That is fucking hilarious.
But I unfortunately don't quite have the magic juice to be able to do group teleport for the three of us.
The deuce, you say?
Yes, the juice.
I don't have any
points to be able to do three of us, unfortunately.
That's a pity.
So, no, I won't worry about it then. I thought, that might make things a bit easier.
There we go. As Doc Fulton attempts to kill himself and others, you got the draw 5 card. This card is the ultimate nemesis, as you may not spend a hero point to draw a new card instead of this one. However, you may spend hero points to redraw any of the 5 cards that make this one cause you to take. And it says, your life is the suck. So, here are Doc Fulton's 5 cards. Defend only. Not bad. He stands there looking defensive for a while.
Josh?
Losing all actions. No problem there.
Can you try and teach me one of those?
Do you have anything in your hands, Doc?
No.
Good. Then that one doesn't affect you either. Go for number four. Wrong. Oh, how many magic points was the spell you were trying to get?
Two.
Right. The other two guys, please roll luck rolls. I want to get lower. And Doc Fulton, roll high-low, if you will. Please, for the love of God, make it McKay. Oh, yes, it is. McKay, take two more points from an angry Doc Fulton. And the last thing. faux reroll. Yeah, so pretty much all that just ended up in you going to fucking McKay again. He's like,
what the hell? Actually, there is something you might want to consider doing since we're in a magic we're in a zone where magic works. You could use up your tarot cards if you wanted to.
I have none left.
No, Doc though. Doc's got some tarot cards.
That's fucking brilliant. I'm gonna try another spell.
I'll save them till later, but yes.
Oh, Joshua, do you have enough energy to try and teach me one of those spells? They seem really useful. That teleportation spells. I don't know what
they're all. I could only teach you the lowest level spell in that tree.
Sure, I'll if you want, if you can.
That doesn't even take magic points. That just requires you to blather onto it for a while.
I will attempt my teaching.
Dun, 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 dun.
Jesus. It works.
Oh, my God.
I'm not very good at this spell because at the time it was not the first rank of the tree. So it was one of those weird stuff where by the time it got reshuffled, I'd already moved on to rank two.
Hmm.
So I'm actually not very good at the rank one spell.
Wow. Yes.
There you go. You now know the level, the rank one spell of Gate and Time.
Sweet.
Morning.
You're up earlier than I thought you'd be.
I got myself a good.
Right. So, there's your spell, sir. And Chris, would you like to try to cast a different spell to electrocute McKay some more because it makes you happy?
Yeah, but it didn't work.
So, is everybody out of magic points yet?
No.
Oh, no. No, no.
Okay. I'm a wizard, mind you.
Ooh. He's got some more juice left to shock McKay.
You don't know how to transfer magic points or anything like that, do you, as yet, Doc?
Nah.
Okay.
I think only Alex Kinley knows those skills. By the way, I would like to point out that clustering on the pallet right now is the driest, happiest part of the jungle. Chris, I'll give you a card if you can fumble another spell. Yes. And if you end up shocking Pete again, I'll give you a refill.
Next spell in the
is that healing?
Might be healing, yes.
Yeah, it is.
So let's see. You were cure disease poisons. You've now, I believe, hit the favorite Alex Kinley spell.
Wake up.
Uh-huh. And here it is. Awaken.
Thank you.
Lot of slapping involved.
That's 8 magic points to do this. Holy shit.
Yep. That's why I'm not very good at it. Because it's not something I tend to cast.
Do either of you need any spells being... Wait, Doc. I know you need air magic. Wait, no, you don't.
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay, yes. I'll try to teach you no smell.
There you go.
Go for it. What the hell is
that? Not really good at this, but anyway.
No. Give it a shot.
Nope.
No. A It's cool. One of those things. The only way you're gonna get better is trying it every day if you can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you still have magic points left? It shows darkness coming in.
I'm at 2 left, so no. Not gonna spend anymore.
Cool. The fire is very smoky and such because of all the green wet things that are placed on it, but the road flare really got it going. You're worried it may go out eventually. That's when the T-Rexes come.
Yeah, so you know how we said we went in Dino Land? We lied.
Wait, what? We're in this hellhole.
No,
all right, that's it. I'm out.
Well, we don't believe. We don't believe we're in Dino Land. We're pretty sure we went through a gate. We just don't know where we ended up.
Whoa. Technology works in Dino Land. So we're not in Dino Land.
No, that's why we suspect we're in MMO Land.
Okay.
Because we don't. I check myself to see if I have gained any tarot cards.
No, you still have gained no tarot cards.
I know. I was just. Yeah, and because I've gained no tarot cards, that makes me believe that.
I suspect that if you guys survive till morning, at that point, Doc may start ripping some of his tarot cards to get
the. Is it a clear sky? Can I see the stars?
No, you can see the roof of the pallet that you guys are.
Oh, yeah.
Place. Above that, you can see the roof of the trees and such. Right. So, Alex, you're finally getting a little bit of warmth back into you, snuggled between these two, like some sort of meat sandwich. Go ahead and give me a willpower times 5 to not nod off during your watch. Okay. Oh, yeah. You stay up the correct amount of time. Who would you like to wake up next?
Well, Joshua's pretty beat up, so I'll let him sleep a bit more. I'll wake up Doc.
Hey, Doc is also pretty wounded. You don't
really... Yeah, he'll be fine.
Doc, before you're even able to get your healing roll in, you get woken up. Just needed a few more hours of sleep, and now you're awake.
Night. Night.
I look for a pillow.
You could use one of the RPCs. I mean, McKay's a bit bloody, so I guess that leaves. Are you wanting to try to stay up or go back to sleep?
No, I'll stay up.
No problem. There's you build back up the fire. There's the floor almost crawls in the jungle. Just everything seems to be out and about right now looking for food and shit. Give me a willpower times 4 roll there, Doc. Yeah. You stay up for your entire shift. Were you wanting modifier 60? What? Oh. Were you wanting to how does that work? Total modifier
60 plus 60.
Oh, right. So, would you like to wake up McKay or let him sleep?
I'll let him sleep so he can get his roll.
McKay, go ahead and do your willpower roll because they let you sleep.
Lovely.
Sleep is hard in the jungle.
5-4, so that's 2.
Correct.
And my stun goes bye-bye.
Yes. You prepare for a new day of receiving electrostatic charges from Doc Fulton. Right. It's morning. You're all awake. Doc is looking a little bit rough, but he's mentally super strong, so he can take it. Are you wanting to tear any tarot cards? The rain is slowed to a drizzle now, so it's not beating down anymore. Would you like to tear some tarot cards for breakfast?
Nah, I'm good.
All right. No problem. Are you sure one of them may blow up Freddy?
I will be doing that. Not a tarot card. Thank you very much.
That's a fair statement. So you guys are ready to move out, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing. As I'm moving out, if I notice any I was just gonna say before we get too far away from where we are, I just wanna get an eye, check out the waterfall and see on this side if how climbable it looks to get to the cave.
Exactly as hard as the other side.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yes.
I'm not afraid of, but that's what I suspected because I don't tend to climb up there and go back in.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if there's any, but as we're moving along, if there's any edible berries or fruits or something for us to eat.
Give me a jungle survival roll as you attempt to, or you could try natural history if you'd like, or botany.
I mean,
these are the skills that Freddie really excels at. Just take
your time. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what? Let's try this. I've never done this before. Let's try that. Nope.
Cool. He finds some red berries and looks at them. Looks at you guys.
Looks at the bush of red berries. I look at the red berries in the bush it came from.
All right, go ahead.
No, not sure.
Red. Maybe they're red berries. Doc, do you have an opinion on the red berries?
No.
Well, you found berries, Freddy. You don't know.
I sniff them.
They smell berry-ish.
First rule of jungle survival. Don't eat stuff you're not familiar with. But I throw him away.
Right. He rips the bush out of there, tosses it off to one side. Ha ha!
No problem. You tell that shrubbery.
Now, you guys can either continue on in the jungle or eventually you find it looks like some sort of path. You don't know if it's a footpath or an animal trail or what. It's kind of a path, or you can just continue on through the jungle.
Or we could go to the river and walk along the edge, walk along the river.
That will qualify as going through the jungle. Path or river jungle?
Let's do the path.
No problem. You guys follow the path and eventually you come to, it looks like some sort of crude structure hidden in the jungle. And it's got some sort of big stone slab placed across what could be the entrance. Your guess is, evidence analysis rolls. Get you a check in that real quick because I am a kind and benevolent person. Yeah. I couldn't keep a straight face either.
Yep, make it.
Right, because the rock doesn't seem to have a lot in the way of foliage on it, it seems that it's been placed here fairly recently. You're not sure by whom, but...
So the crude structure has vines and stuff growing on it?
Oh, yeah, lots.
But the rock does not?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's just jammed in there.
How big is the rock, like human-sized or?
Not quite that big. You'd probably have to crawl in through the entrance to get in if you could remove the rock. So maybe a meter by a meter-ish.
I look at the other two. Are there goblins in MMO land or any small creatures?
Yeah, they don't live in something like this. Yeah, we got a tragedy with them. You're supposed to be delivering spice to them as part of your spice.
What? No. No, that was the dwarves, not the goblins.
Yeah, and the goblins.
What?
Actually, I don't know if the goblins are interested in spice, actually, but...
Well...
I'm just pulling your leg, but yes, there is goblins. We did we helped them out with a problem. Doc, Alex, and myself. They're further down, which is interesting because the goblins aren't on the MMO map.
Can you do the sense gate thing? Do you have that spell? Is that a thing you do or no?
Yes. But it's, we might as well just move the rock and see what we can see on the other side.
I'm just saying.
How would you like to move the rock?
I pick it up and put it aside.
Give me a strength times two.
Sorry?
Strength times two, what?
Or
you
sorry.
Add a quarter? Add a quarter?
Yeah, there you go. Sorry. Or no, it's at half. I typed in.
I'll roll my strength roll and see. No. Yeah. It's jammed in. I can't move it.
All right. He goes, hey, sway, pick up the rock.
I want to try and roll it out the way.
Give me a strength. Give me a strength at half. It's definitely not set in there exactly. It's not an airtight seal or anything. Just FYI. He goes, nothing.
Move, bitch. Get out. No, it's not good enough. Oh, well.
You guys all just try your raw strength, and raw strength is not enough.
That's right. All right, we'll get a lever and leave.
Oh,
it
okay. You go find the lever, chop it down with your thing. Give me a strength of full, Pete, as you attempt to use brain to defeat rock.
Yeah, I was just trying the whole. This just, what is he doing?
Is that your dog going crazy in the background? Would you?
Now, if I'd have rolled that.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Would you like to make a quip about Archimedes or something as you do this?
No. Oh, just great. A little pinky. Pa-ching!
There you go. The rock is eventually levered out of the way. And pretty goddamn quickly with that roll. And it looks as though there's some sort of tunnel to crawl down that looks like it was crudely made and such. Lots of gaps between the rocks and things on the walls and even the floor. It appears all natural.
All right, so even though it's a crude structure, there's a natural tunnel?
Well, no, it looks like somebody built a tunnel.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so it's... As in, this is not the normal way to get into the crude structure. Someone's...
Oh, no, this could be. You're not sure. Maybe just crawling is how they get around. Or maybe they're super short. You don't know. I mean, dwarves would be like, it's a bit tight in here.
All right. Shall we?
Are you sure about this?
What do you want to use for light and who wants to go first? It's definitely dark.
We have a flare.
Right. You take out the flare, which looks like a giant match and says strike anywhere. Yeah. Who's going in first? Is it Flare Boy that's going in first?
I can go in first.
All right. You begin crawling through there. And as you are crawling through there, darts begin going up the sides and into you, maybe. So let me roll real quick for him.
So not very natural tunnel then.
Correct. As I said, somebody built the tunnel.
You originally said natural.
Ah, I lied. Right. You heard a weird grinding noise. One of them critted, doing 2 points. One of them hit, doing 1 point. And the rest either missed or managed to stop working forever. Right. Give me a alcohol / drug tolerance at plus 30% to your favor.
Yep. Hang on a second.
If these were poisoned, it was too long ago.
It was 2 point and 1 point, wasn't it?
Yeah. So another total of three.
Yes.
Just
yes,
about the amount you managed to heal up last time, night, I believe. Maybe
more than what I healed.
Of course. Yes. One step forward, two steps back. It's the way in the jungle.
Alcohol, drug tolerance.
With your flare, you can see shiny shit ahead.
49. Oops.
No. You can do it.
32.
He goes, eh. Just kind of topples to one side. He's laying there with the flare and clutched.
I think he's dead.
Don't do something. Resuscitate him.
I'll first aid the doctor. Him.
Right. You pull him out. You guys each grab a leg, pull him out. It shows him like squishing along the mud from last night's torrential rain. And Doc goes, live, damn it, live. And you regain those
two hit points.
Now give me a new alcohol / drug tolerance roll there, Pete. This is at plus 20% because obviously you were too weak to resist whatever mild toxin was on there. He seems to be unconscious, sliding toward death. You've never seen anybody so physically weak before, Chris. It looks like it's a mild sleep poison, but he seems to be having some sort of allergic reaction to it, and it's literally killing him now.
I have a replenish if you want to use it.
I have a supporter reroll.
Try again. God, one of these may have been dipped in peanut butter. That explains everything, says the doc.
Anaphylactic shock.
Yep.
Oh, hold on. I'll play my assistant 10. There you are. You have a 10 now.
Okay. So now you're back up to plus 30 there, Pete. So if you fail this, then, you know, the gods have decreed you must die for your sins, whatever they were.
There we go. And I would have made it normally after all that.
Yay, at last you're weak ass to check an alcohol drug time. This is what you get for not being an alcoholic. So, no problem. He becomes conscious after Doc pulls out the one dart that's labeled peanut butter.
I thought you had alcohol. I thought you had removed drug / poison
on self.
Other Doc.
Okay. Self.
There yet?
Nope.
You don't have the other yet? Okay.
Nope. Actually, I just don't like you, clearly.
Well, after last night, I was wondering.
Well, I was going to ask Logan, did I get any magic points back? I didn't sleep very long.
You we'll say yes. You got those back, but you didn't quite sleep enough to heal because you selflessly sacrificed your sleep for, although if you can clear out this cave or whatever, it could be a good place to get shelter as you now live here in the jungle.
I want to examine the dots.
They appear to be crude thorns of some sort. They were dipped in something, but do you know anything about... Oh, give me a alchemy / chemistry roll there, Freddy.
Okay.
If you fumble it, you prick yourself with one of them by accident because it's funny.
Chemistry?
Yeah, chemistry / alchemy.
Oh. Yeah, Pete, reduce your hand by one if you please.
Okay.
No idea.
They seem to be bad. And
may
wrong.
I have a look at that, Freddy?
Yeah, I hand it over to him.
Would you like to taste it a little bit, Freddy, to see what...
No.
Not sure.
Bad, he says. Some sort of red stuff on them. About the same color as the berry if you were to age it a lot. So, what now?
All right. I'll go back in. I'll get a shorter stick. And then with the flare, and then, yes, I'll be carefully looking.
You're going chunk.
Yeah, forward, yes. But
You find a couple of more darts that fire into the stick dramatically, but... Eventually, he disappears in there, and he makes an exclamation of surprise and lust.
Oh, my God.
What do you two do?
I'm calling the bracelet. Joshua, are you okay?
Yeah, from the cave.
Slowly stealthing up on the bad guy.
Yep.
I'm coming off them.
Yes, all right. I'll answer it.
Right. You're now in communication, even though you're less than 2-3 meters apart.
Yeah.
Right. Inside, let's see. Eventually, I'm guessing Doc Fulton follows you, and there's a big stone statue with black streaked blue gem eyes that are about this big each. Behind it, and it's like in a kind of a circular room, and it's kind of sitting with its crude hands in splayed up, palms up to each side on its crude knees. And behind it are two alcoves with just piles of bones in it. And there's a small-ish altar-looking thing in front of it.
I'll examine the altar, I suppose.
Freddy walks forward to the altar, which goes, give me, since you were doing the motion already there, Pete, give me a grapple at half or negative 30 to catch him before he falls into wherever he's going. Doc Fulton is currently smearing grease on your hand as you're reaching out for Freddy. You don't know why.
Where is that grapple skill?
It's in combat.
Yeah. Minus 30.
No problem. You give him a little push.
Him.
And Freddy, you
fall. Sorry. I accidentally.
You felt a hand on your back, Freddy. It's not great. And then
damn.
You fall, and then the floor goes, and then it slowly begins rising up again, as though it's on some sort of counterweight thing. Freddy, roll 2d8 on yourself, please. Congratulations. Hey. You have found another chamber.
Wonderful.
You want low. Low is good for you. Only 6. The spikes hardly hurt at all. Meanwhile, the other two watch the floor slowly.
I will be jamming the stick in the gap.
It feels kind of like a seesaw. It's not like mechanically grinding against your stick. It's like a seesaw.
Just to make it easy, just so that Freddy's got a bit of light in there.
No problem. Freddy, give me a sandy roll as a skeleton with a big spike through its eye, and it's wearing some sort of gold mask thing, like it covers the top part of the head and leaves the mouth free. Is looking at you. It's still gooey. 1 point toward human gore / gross out. Well done.
Okay.
Disturbing, you think.
Are you okay, Freddy?
Yeah.
You managed to miss every spike with that roll, by the way.
There's a skeleton with a golden mask down here. It's kind of creepy. It's not really cool.
Is it human size, small?
Yeah. I think.
You're having trouble seeing because the only light source is coming through just a small crack.
Does the stone that pivoted, does it fill the whole room or is it just in front of the...
Just in front of the... You can walk around the statue and stuff like that if you felt like it.
No, because I was assuming there was going to be more traps in here and darts and spears and pits. Mm-hmm.
About two stories. Two stories?
Yeah, you got really lucky on your falling.
All right.
Okay.
Half and half damage, by the way.
I shall.
Oh, half and half? Okay.
Yeah, you like I said, that if you get under average, you manage to miss the spikes. Over that, then it's just real.
I'll check the on the left hand side of where the pivoting stone is.
Uh-huh.
I shall check the floor just to see if there's an indication of it.
Don't have your stick anymore though. The magic stick of floor.
That's right. I'll carefully feel it out and
it feels like a normal stone floor. By the way, the workmanship here is pretty crude for everything. Just FYI.
Did either of you have a rope or something?
No.
I pull out my book. I pull out the rope. I hand him some rope. There we go.
No roll required to use your book here, Mr. Bond. By the way, Freddie, give me a spot hidden at half because your light source is very limited here. You wish you had light.
Stand aside.
There's not enough room. Okay, I'll try.
Is there?
Well, that's why I asked for a spot at half, because I tell more about stuff. He's laying there going, there's not enough room. He's laying next to the skeleton. The spikes all seem to have different nasty things on them. You're not sure if you want to move and or touch anything.